You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 15. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you for joining me today. This is the first episode of our series on the path to partnership. I decided to publish this series as a result of dozens of conversations that I have had throughout the years with associates and with other non-partner attorneys who are on the partnership track. And although I recognize that not everyone wants to be a partner, I have noticed from these conversations that for those who do, the process can be very stressful. And the more I talked with lawyers about this, the more I realized that much of the anxiety they feel around this process arises from not knowing how partnership decisions are made or what it takes to get a promotion. And this uncertainty is compounded by the fact that the promotion process can vary significantly from firm to firm. And it can even be very different in offices of the same firm or in different practice groups within the same firm. So in this series, I wanted to try to shed some light on this process and hopefully provide you some information that can be helpful if you aspire to become a partner at your firm. And we will kick things off in this first episode of the series by talking about how soon you should start to prepare for partnership and the things you should consider in anticipation of your promotion process.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod podcast network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you. When you visit quadpod.com, you'll see our shows listed by category as well as average episode length. Find a new podcast at qodpod.com, the QuadPod podcast network. That's qodpod.com.
Hi again. One question I have gone over and over throughout the years is, how early should I start preparing for partnership? And the answer to this question is simple. In my opinion, it is never too early to start preparing. But why should you start early? Well, you need to start early because making partner is the culmination of many years of career progression. One thing builds on another. In order for you to be in the best position possible at the time that you're going to be considered for a promotion, you must master many skills and other things that take time to develop. And when your firm evaluates and reviews your candidacy, they're going to look at your record and your performance over many years. You must also make sure that the decisions that you make throughout your career do not delay your career progression. So the sooner you start preparing, the better. There are several preparation steps that I normally recommend, and we're going to touch upon some of those today. So step one is to know your firm. And this might sound silly, particularly if you have been at your firm for many years. But you might be surprised at how many people do not have insight into how decisions are made within their firm, or who are the people that are the decision makers in their firm. So making an intentional evaluation of the decision process that applies around promotions in your firm is very important. And in our next episode, we're going to be talking in more detail about things that you can do in order to get valuable insight into the promotion process that applies at your firm. Step number two is to understand the objective criteria that the firm evaluates when making promotion decisions. These are essentially your productivity metrics. In several episodes of this podcast, I have referenced the fact that a law firm is a business. So when the firm's decision makers are evaluating your candidacy, they will be looking at your billable hours, at your collections, originations, and other productivity metrics. But they won't be looking at the current year only. There is usually a look back period, and this is often 3 or 4 years. So they're going to be looking back at your productivity, your metrics, your numbers for 3, 4 years. And so this is a good example of why it is important to start preparing early. Because your firm will be looking at various years of historical data or metrics when they evaluate you. So you should be working on making these numbers look good various years in advance of the year that you are up for promotion. And because some of these metrics, like say originations, can take time to develop, the sooner that you start working on them, the better. Step 3 is to understand the subjective criteria that your firm considers during the partnership evaluation process. Firms want their partners to have strong professional and commercial, organizational, and leadership skills. We all know that. And this is apart from the fact that the partner should be knowledgeable in the areas of law in which they practice. And generally, the people who are promoted have impressive skills and exceptional professional reputation. But you also need to know what having strong skills looks like in your specific firm and in your specific practice group, because different practices require different skill sets. But whatever those skills are, they surely are not developed overnight. So the earlier that you understand the specific subjective skills that you need to get a promotion, the sooner that you can start developing them. And again, we will dive deeper into this in a future episode in this series. Step 4 is to look out for the unwritten or unofficial rules around promotions. There might be things happening at your firm that affect whether you got promoted or not. And they may not have anything to do with you being a good lawyer or meeting your billable hours. There can be external factors like the economy, the financial situation of your firm, a pandemic, among other things that can affect your promotion. And there can be internal factors that could also affect whether a lawyer in a specific practice group or in a specific office can have a tougher time getting promoted. So part of planning for your promotion includes being aware of any issues that might not be obvious, but could affect your candidacy. And of course, it could take some time for you to do that evaluation and maybe get the insight or information that can help you conduct this evaluation. Step 5 is to think about things that can give you an edge in your promotion. And there are some things that everyone knows can give a candidate an edge, like, for example, consistently exceeding their billable hours or having above average originations. But you should also consider whether there may be other things that could give you an edge. For example, if you practice in a highly technical area of law, like, say, taxes, would a master's in taxation give you an edge? If it does, then you could consider doing that. And this is another example of why you should start to plan early, because you do not get a master's degree over the summer. It takes some time. The point is that you should consider what can make you stand out from the group, and you should make sure to give yourself sufficient time to accomplish that. Step 6 is to think about things that could jeopardize or delay your candidacy. You should consider whether you have had any performance issues, any productivity issues, or any other problems that you need to fix before your time comes to be considered for partner. It is not uncommon for an associate to make a mistake when working with an important partner, or for an associate to receive a less than stellar evaluation. It sometimes happens that an associate has a bad year and doesn't meet their billable hour requirements. But that doesn't mean you will never be promoted. It does mean, however, that you will likely have to fix that issue. You can try, for example, to get another assignment with the partner in the matter where you made the mistake, and then try to do well in that new assignment in order to cure that prior impression that they may have of you or of your work. You can work on whatever was pointed out to you in your evaluation. You can be proactive, getting more work assignments or bringing in business so that you can increase your billable hours. You can work on fixing whatever problem you had. But of course, many of these issues require time to fix. It may take you a year or two working with someone in order to change their impression that they could have had because of a mistake that you made a couple of years ago when you were working with them. So even though you can fix issues that you have had, it's going to take some time. So you cannot leave this to the last minute. So that is, you know, another reason why starting early is important and can be very helpful. The point is, as always, that you should develop a strategy to address the steps that we have outlined here today. And during the next episodes of the series, we're going to be diving deeper into each of those steps that we previously mentioned. But developing that strategy and implementing that strategy is going to take time. So the earlier that you start to intentionally plan for your promotion, the better your chances. So thank you so much for listening today. And please check out our show notes for a link to download a worksheet that can help you start thinking about your promotion plan.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.